Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking technology and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of retrieval augmented generation. Buckle up, folks.
RAG sounds intense. What's the big deal?
Think of it as a super smart system that combines the power of retrieval-based and generation-based approaches. It pulls relevant info from a knowledge base and uses it to give you spot-on answers. Pretty cool, right?
So like having a personal librarian who can answer anything? I dig it. But how do you build one of these things?
DeepSeek R1, that's the key. This open source model is making waves. We'll be using it as our foundation.
Okay, DeepSeek R1, got it. Walk me through it.
First things first, Alama. It's a framework that lets you run models like DeepSeek R1 locally. Install it, then fire up DeepSeek R1 with a simple command. Alama run DeepSeek R1 1.5b.
1.5b, is that like a billion parameters?
You know it. Then you'll need a knowledge base. This is where your information lives. Could be anything. Documents, articles, cat videos, you name it.
Cat videos? Interesting. So what next?
Vector store. Faes is your friend here. It helps retrieve relevant docs quickly. You'll generate embeddings for your documents using, say, Hugging Face embeddings.
Embeddings sounds complex.
Think of them as turning words into numbers that computers can understand. It's the magic sauce of information retrieval. Then, you build a retriever to fetch relevant docs based on queries.
Got it, a retriever. Fetching the goods. What then?
Time to configure DeepSeek R1. You'll need a prompt template. This tells DeepSeek how to respond based on the context it receives. Keep it concise. Under 4 sentences is the sweet spot.
4 sentences? That's like a tweet. Challenging.
Brevity is the soul of wit, my friend. Then you create a function to handle the query, retrieve the relevant info, and generate a response.
So it pulls everything together, like a conductor in an orchestra.
Precisely. Finally, test the system with a question, something like, what are the key features of DeepSeek R1? And voila, you've got your RAG system.
Amazing. This is some next level stuff. Thanks for breaking it down.
Anytime. This is just the tip of the iceberg, folks. There's a whole universe of RAG applications to explore. We have a Colab notebook linked in the show notes with the complete code for you to play with. Until next time, this is Nutty signing off.
Goodbye.